From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama accepted the Nobel Peace Prize at a ceremony in Oslo, Norway today. In his speech, he addressed at length his recent decision to dramatically increase U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan. More from NPR's Don Gagne.
President Obama noted at the top of this speech that he accepts this prize having been inspired throughout his life by the teachings of nonviolence of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But the president also said that he must face the world as it is, that, quote, evil does exist in the world. Preventing such forces from gaining more ground in Afghanistan is what forced his decision to send in 30,000 more troops.
I come here with an acute sense of the costs of armed conflict, filled with difficult questions about the relationship between war and peace and our effort to replace one with the other.
Mr. Obama is the third sitting U.S. president to win the Nobel Peace Prize, but the first since President Woodrow Wilson 9 decades ago. Don Gagne, NPR News, Oslo.
Pentagon says 16,000 U.S. troops have already been given their marching orders following President Obama's recent announcement the U.S. will commit 30,000 additional troops to Afghanistan. Admiral Mike Mullen says a battalion of Marines will arrive in southern Afghanistan next week. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff also said tons of construction and military equipment for Afghanistan is now in the pipeline. It's expected all the additional forces will be in place in Afghanistan by summer. Families of 5 American men detained in Pakistan reject allegations by officials there who are saying the men were in touch with militant groups. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports.
According to their lawyer, the parents do not believe the 5 young men could be involved in the kind of activities reported by Pakistani officials, who say the men have confessed to coming to Pakistan to join the fight against American soldiers. Nina Ginsberg, who's speaking on behalf of the families, says they're all cooperating with the FBI. She says their only concern is that their sons be safely returned to the U.S. Ginsberg says the families, quote, continue to look to the FBI and the State Department for assistance in securing their release. The 5 men went missing last week. The Bureau has now confirmed the 5 are all in Pakistani custody. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Washington.
A rise in exports last month helped to narrow the nation's trade shortfall. The Commerce Department reports increased sales of farm products, autos, and aircraft abroad helped push the trade gap to $33 billion. Weaker U.S. dollar has led to increased exports, helping to offset the influx of imports to the U.S. and benefiting global manufacturing firms. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 68 points to close at 10,405. The Nasdaq gained 7 points. The S&P was up 6 points. This is NPR. A California appeals court hearing that could determine the fate of director Roman Polanski's long-delayed sex case ended today without a decision. 3 justices listened to extensive arguments in the case from attorneys representing Polanski as well as prosecutors and the victim. Polanski's lawyers have asked the criminal case against their client be dismissed because it was tainted by judicial and prosecutorial misconduct. Prosecutors, however, have argued the case should proceed since the director has been arrested. Polanski has been a wanted individual in the U.S. since he fled in 1978 on the eve of his sentencing after he pleaded guilty to charges that he had sex with a 13-year-old girl. Goldman Sachs says it will not give cash bonuses to its top 30 executives this year and will allow shareholders to vote on the compensation packages it gives to other employees, though that will apparently be a non-binding vote, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Goldman said its highest-ranking executives will receive stock, which they will have to hold onto for 5 years. The company can take back the stock if it's later determined the executives engaged in excessive risks on the job. Other employees will still get cash. It also said it would let shareholders weigh in on the size of its compensation, although the vote will be advisory. Big banks like Goldman have been under attack this year for giving sizable compensation packages so soon after getting bailed out by the federal government. The company has had a highly profitable year because of trading gains, and its 31,000 employees are supposed to get average bonuses of about $700,000. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Crude oil prices fell today, down 13 cents a barrel to end the session at $70.54 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.